You guys just went with it. That's our band Stone Feather. They're in the house tonight. We are glad to have them in studio right here on the Sarcastic News Live Show. My name is Justin Cross. I'm coming at you live from the Skid Row Studios right here in the heart of LA's $5 ATM surcharge district. It's true. You go to a gas station and there's no, it's not like they have a Wells Fargo or a Bank of America that would charge you a normal surcharge. It's always these random ass ATMs that say like $6, you know? And you got to buy like a lotto ticket with it. Like I said, our guest tonight, Stone Feather, very talented band, excited. They're based right here in LA, right?
You guys
That's right, here in LA.
Yeah.
I was listening to some of their music, and they're not only musically talented, but funny and entertaining. And those music videos are very provocative.
Thanks. I saw
a lot of stomach and nipples and.
That's what we're going for.
We're working on a full penetration video.
You can do it right here in studio. They actually do the DP. Well, they do DPs in here,
DPs,
too.
Yeah.
Right. There's a lot of saran wrap involved in the studio. As we start every show tonight, though, it's time for our Sarcastic News Rundown. And now for the news. I feel like I'm Tom Brokaw.
Good.
Our top story, racist L.A. Clippers owner Donald Sterling is pregnant.
Oh.
I'm kidding, of course. Old racist owners can't have babies, just large beer guts.
Yeah.
Dude, his beer gut is amazing.
It's like a basketball in there.
Did you see, like, there's a stock photo of him just holding it, you know?
I think he stores his gold in there.
Seriously. But not his gold heart, that's for sure. If you've been following the news at all, I'm sure you've heard that Sterling wanted his girlfriend to do this.
I will remove all of the black people from my Instagram.
You said that before. You said, I understand.
I did remove the people that were independently on my Instagram that are black.
Then why did you start saying that you didn't? You just said you didn't remove them. You didn't remove them.
I didn't move Matt Kemp and Magic Johnson.
Why?
But I thought Matt Kemp is mixed, and he was okay, just like me.
First of all,
he's okay.
I just like the line
okay.
here.
He's got a little Mexican in him.
Yeah, if you're mulatto, you're good. You know, it's like she listened to a lot of Nirvana growing up. Okay, like mulatto, that's cool. By the way, I've also removed Matt Kemp and Magic Johnson from my Instagram feed. Not because Magic's black and Matt Kemp is mixed, but because they were never there in the first place, and I'm not popular. But first of all, obviously this is a terrible conversation, and the sentiment doesn't belong anywhere in society. And second, here's what I'm not getting. The mixed race mistress girlfriend setting him up is one grade, just the acting is one grade below like porn star acting, right?
Why? But I thought Matt Kemp is mixed, and he was okay, just like me. He's lighter and whiter than me.
Okay.
I met his mother.
That was like someone when you're on like the law commercials where they're just like reading, like, I was in an accident and I got a lot of money.
I like when she threw in the little zinger, like, I met his mother. Well, we didn't see it. Well, you're going off script there. Like, whoa.
His mother is the white one, so yeah. She's all right. Sterling.
Now, in fairness, the man is 80 years old, and I don't think that he could even see the cue card she was reading off of. But I think we can all agree this was big news. But the biggest news this week was this.
We do have some breaking news, Justin, or should I say heartbreaking news?
I'm just guessing it must be something from the Ukraine or the Middle East or some terrible incident at a school or this. I don't know.
For legions of women who fantasize that somehow they might end up marrying the dazzling George Clooney. Sorry, ladies. Looks like it's official. The seemingly eternal bachelor appears to be off the market.
God damn it.
Oh, God, Clooney.
That's why we're doing this whole music thing.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Apparently, the most eligible bachelor is now Eric Feldstein, everybody.
Eric Feldstein.
In the building.
It's confirmed.
That's confirmed.
He's wearing his best wife beater today. So
good.
Hey, it's laundry week.
It's a prank.
You're not. Hey, I got nowhere to talk here. I
turquoise.
I literally smell like a rubber tire right now. awful. Wow. So. Okay, now this is going to be a little boring for you guys, but today Republican senators rejected a Democratic proposal to raise the federal minimum wage to $10.10 per hour, or as I like to put it, more than I made in the first 6 years out of college. Thanks, Florida State. The proposal was blocked by Republicans who argued that this could cost the country a congressional budget office estimated 500,000 jobs by 2016. Of course, the CBO... report also states that an increase in the minimum wage would move 900,000 people above the poverty threshold and increase average real income, if you adjust it for inflation, for families in all income groups that make up to $144,600 a year. So there's some real economic trade-offs, I think we could say here. Some low-wage workers will probably lose jobs, future employment opportunities. Upper-income families will probably pay slightly higher prices and lose some business income. At the same time, average families average family incomes for others will increase. Now, Senator Mike Enzi, he's a Republican of Wyoming, really pinpointed these nuances on Tuesday when he said, quote, "Today's workers don't know how to interrupt their texting to wait on a customer." That's right. Why give people working at a fast food restaurant more money to sit on the phone and text? I mean, with that extra cash, they may actually be able to pay their cell phone bill, which could only lead to more texting. But I just say this to Republicans as a cautionary tale. I was watching the movie Waiting the other day, and, well, just watch for people.
We should probably feel guilty, but she broke the cardinal rule. Don't fuck with people that handle your food.
That's right. Don't fuck with people who handle your food.
That's a good point.
Now, I don't know if you guys caught this. In Walmart, they're actually looking to add auto insurance policies to their litany of crap being sold.
Auto insurance.
That's
so
that right.
Would be high quality insurance.
Well, here's their philosophy. A Walmart spokesman actually said this, quote, "As a company, insurance just seems like a natural transition since most of the stuff we sell usually breaks." So that's that. That made up for the last bit. So that's all right. We got a great show for you guys. We got Stonefeather in the house tonight.
Great to be here.
We got Jenny Guzman in the back. We've got more cast of characters over there too. So I'm excited. I'm excited. We've got Jeremy.
Yeah,
he's lurking back there.
And the new guy.
Rocking out.
The new guy.
These guys are making it sound good.
The deal, man. Are you,
sounds so good.
Is he a new guy?
I
can't.
The mic.
We can't hear you. We can't hear you, Jenny.
I wasn't on the
can
air.
You hear me?
What did you say? That's
why you weren't.
You can hear me.
We can hear you now. You're a big part of the show, so. I noticed you, by the way, I noticed you could tell Eric and I were wearing, like, he was wearing a wife beater and I was just smelly because you put pine cones on the door.
Yeah, I had to put those in right before just because I knew you guys were coming in here.
Coming in hot.
Smells great.
Yeah. Well, these guys are ready to do, like, just a completely nude music video. So I don't know if they can use the Skid Row Studios for that, but, I mean, it's Jeremy's call. Ultimately.
Maybe we could do it right now.
We just have to bring in an ATM machine. So.
She's good.
Nice.
She's good. With that, we're going to welcome Eric, Dave, and Ian from Stonefeather, based right here in Los Angeles. And they're going to be playing their first song for us as we go to our first break here. And what is this one called for the audience?
This one's called Fields, and it's going to be on our new EP.
Fields on their new EP. And we're going to be talking to them and talking about their new EP coming out and more stuff. But here it is right now. Stonefeather with Fields.
Your love.
heart so blue.
Stone Feather with Fields right there. That's on their new EP coming out.
Yeah.
And when is that going to be coming out?
Probably July. We're recording it right now in Eric's bedroom.
Recorded three songs today in Eric's bedroom, three drum tracks today.
A lot happens in Eric's bedroom, huh?
A lot happens.
That is awesome. Well, we've got a lot more coming up with Stone Feather in just a few minutes. But we do this little thing. It's very popular segment, Sweeping the Nation, hashtag Sweeping the Nation. And it's called What's Happening in Your Neighborhood. Here it is.
Yeah. Clever.
Yeah.
You get it? Arcade Fire.
Indeed.
Yeah. Eric knows what's going on. He plays this in his bedroom. Man, the other Eric's like, I also play that in my bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
This eligible man out there. First of all, before we get, I want to kick this off and just to say, you guys are big sports fans. A lot of musicians that come into their studio aren't sports fans. I get it, you know. Mm-hmm. But I got to kind of put you guys on the spot real quick and just get your take real fast on the Donald Sterling situation.
I think it's a tragedy, man. I think it's, you know, the lifetime ban was the right move. I think force that guy to sell because that kind of personality doesn't belong in the league.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, almost all the players are black. You can't have some racist, rich old asshole running a running team. Yeah.
It's about bringing people together. You know, sports is something that brings people together, just like music. And if you have someone who owns, you know, a team that doesn't believe that, then there's no room for them.
Absolutely.
You know, just get rid of them.
I heard there's a chance that Magic Johnson might.
Wouldn't that be
Oprah?
Wouldn't that be something?
I heard Oprah today too.
Oprah really?
Would be cool. Yeah.
Oprah.
Just throw some of her golden like.
I was gonna say
tablets.
You get the Clippers.
Well, now it's almost like people. It seems almost like they're gonna auction. I mean, like this seems like everybody wants the Clippers right now.
It's a big deal. Yeah. I just got a sports update real quick.
Yeah.
Because we're talking sports. I'm a Kings fan.
Yeah.
Eric and I are from Buffalo. We're big hockey fans. Unfortunately, right now, it's Sharks 1, Kings.
No shit.
I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
No. The only thing I'll say about that is he goes, you know, big Kings fan from Buffalo. And then he said, Eric and I are big cocky fans.
That's what I heard, too. Like,
we're huge cocky fans.
We're full of ourselves. We're both really cocky assholes.
Dave, watch your mouth.
I'm sorry. I can't say cock. I apologize.
Dave's gotten in a little trouble.
Of course you can.
I can't be saying bad words on the air. I'm sorry about that.
Internet radio, baby.
Oh, well, good then. No worries.
So Dave got dogged by his mom.
Oh, really?
My parents.
They're probably watching right now. Shout out to the Rundells.
Shout out to the parents. You know you have good parents, you know, because... You know you have good parents though when they you know tell you what's wrong. You know, yeah. When you tell your hey, you're
Dave,
fucking
Dave,
up.
You're talking about cocks? You're talking about pussies? You're talking about trannies?
Talking about jacking off? I don't understand this. What are you doing? So I love them and shout out to them.
That's great. Well, yeah, big shout out to your family. And you guys, are all your family, do they know about this? Do they know you guys are on air tonight?
They're
watching, listening
at home? Of course,
yeah. Sweet.
I hope so.
Awesome. Well, big shout out. And you guys are going to hear a little bit more of Stonefeather coming up. But I want to know, Jake the Snake, what happened in your neighborhood this week?
Well, my story this week comes from both of our old stomping grounds of Tallahassee, Florida.
Where this is going.
Where our beloved quarterback, Jameis Winston, has been cited, given a citation for shoplifting crab legs out of a local supermarket.
By the way, I just want to point out, you guys do realize this is really just a sports show. You saw what happened when I tried to do like a political joke.
I had to deal with an entire day's worth of terrible crab-related puns online. It was a mess. Anyway, this whole thing, it's going to obviously blow over very quickly. He has to do like 20 hours of community service, and then it's done, basically. But my question to the gang here tonight, and be honest, Feldy, have you ever shoplifted anything, stolen anything? And if so, what was it?
Wow. I'm going to say, well, first of all, I don't think I've purposely done it. I think I've accidentally done it. I mean that. I'm
serious.
Was it
Alaskan crab legs as well?
No. I don't go with Alaskan. I'm not that highfalutin, okay? All right. I'm not Jameis, right? Mm-hmm. I go for Maine. That's where I get my crab legs. But I got crabs, don't get me wrong. In general.
I actually heard that crabs are going extinct. Like,
really?
Yeah, because people are like shaving. So like it's not even a joke.
Wow. That's
an endangered species.
Didn't see that coming.
They're endangered, but they're not dead.
They're not totally dead. They're still alive.
Jake's like, I'm keeping them alive. Wow. I don't know.
Anybody else?
Eric, have you?
Never taken
Feldstein?
Anything?
I mean, I don't steal, per se. Oh, thanks.
Sorry. I just tested
Random
it.
Crying baby sound effect.
I've never stolen anything because I think stealing is wrong, honestly, from the bottom of my heart. But
good man.
I am guilty of eating donuts in the grocery store.
And shopping.
And just shopping.
Oh,
you eat the donut.
That's
you know,
what I do.
You go to check out and you're like, I forgot about the donut.
We all do the same thing. Yeah.
So, you know, donut here and there.
You know, I think they don't even care.
They don't.
You know, because you're walking around, you know, you feel good, you want to buy more stuff.
Yeah. A donut costs them like 2 cents. No,
I remember when I ran cross country at Florida State, and my coach, I was a freshman, and so you ever do this where you stand at the soda line, the fountain, and you like drink and then you refill again? And you basically like just keep doing the. And she goes, or my coach, Brayman, he's like, yo, Cross. He goes, hey, cut it out, sir, sips a lot. And And from there, I hated him.
That's great.
Come on, man.
That's great.
I used to, before I was 18, me and my friend would go to the local bookstore, and we would steal porn magazines. Because that was...
Nice.
Wait, like, in the bookstore? Like a Barnes & Noble?
Yeah, like a Barnes & Noble.
They have porn at Barnes & Noble?
Well, they did back then.
I remember,
that was a lot cooler Barnes & Noble than I've been to.
It's a lot cooler story than my story.
First of all, Ian, you're a creep. Second of all, I know what you're talking about, though, because I remember walking to a Barnes & Noble back where we're from in Florida, and I walked into the bathroom, and I remember seeing like the stall and just seeing like a couple just hardcore pornographic magazines, like just sitting down. Nobody's in there.
Yeah.
Somebody was clearly in there prior to this.
I don't remember that at all.
Somebody was looking at you.
We didn't go together.
I should have gone to more bookstores.
Yeah. No shit.
Should have read more. Period. But neither here nor there.
You guys steal anything? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mr. Mysterious.
There we go. He's like, yeah. Couple
tell
cars.
Us about this. Yeah.
It was 777. That's bad.
That's bad. You took that Boeing?
Yeah. It's sitting in your garage right now.
Took it.
Yeah. I would steal stupid things like dental floss. Like, I didn't need to steal, but I just felt like they were overpriced and I shouldn't have to pay $6 for dental floss, you know?
Yeah.
Rage Against the Machine.
Take it to the man.
Wow. Okay.
That's a healthy steal, though. You could, like, you know, that's good hygiene.
Yeah. That's how I felt about grapes.
You're the grape stealer.
Yeah. I'm the one that, like, the bag is empty because everyone tries that bag. I like to try the grapes.
Oh, wow.
You know,
mm.
So.
Oh,
yeah. Grape picker. Wow.
Not that you guys asked me or anything.
No, 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 no.
Just
yeah.
thought to chime in.
You know that's what, you know what, Will, you know what Wilford Brimley thinks about you, Jenny?
I hope you have diabetes.
That's what he thinks. He doesn't really, though. He doesn't. I just wanted to go.
I hope you have diabetes.
I'll tell you guys, this is Jake's favorite sound effect. I play this just whenever. It's literally like 25 seconds of just
a baby crying. And it's not sounds the like actual baby crying. I'm not a psycho. It's just something about it just triggers like the setting we're in and there's a crying baby. And I don't know. Maybe I am a psycho.
No, we'll bring it back. We'll bring it back during the snake game.
Please do.
Eric, what do you have this week in the news? What's happening in your neighborhood?
I feel nervous about the story because it's so fucked up, but I thought it would be funny to ask a question about it. All right.
Bring us down off of our...
I'm just going to read you the headline.
What animal got killed? Right.
Last week he was like, two elderly people got trapped in a mudslide.
No, but like, I was going somewhere with it. All right. A Texas veterinarian allegedly kept a family's dog alive for blood transfusions. He said he was going to put it down because it was sick, and apparently he kept it for... Yeah. Right?
No, last week...
But here's where I'm going with this. All right, what would you do to that guy if you... Like, could do something to him.
Take his blood. Wait a second. Yeah. I'm not understanding. He kept the dog alive for... He was doing animal-to-human blood transfusions?
Yeah.
Oh, that's... that's
Does
not
that even
good.
Work?
That's not good for anybody.
Get him in a room with Donald Sterling and just see what happens.
Donald Sterling and him could be friends.
Did you just search for the most
bad
fucked
choice.
Up story you
bad
could
choice.
Find?
I don't know. That's nothing bad. Was sticking out, man. Nothing was sticking out.
No, wow. No, I get it. I get it.
I dropped the ball on this.
No, it's all right. We expected it.
You don't drop
the ball if we know the ball is going to be dropped.
Come back to me.
You should just zoom in on those guns, man.
Look at those pythons you got there.
I don't talk a lot.
Guns do all the talking.
Yeah, he lets thunder and lightning just say everything he needs right there. Oh, man.
Well, I mean, Mayor Rob Forbes is going to rehab if that...
No, there we go.
That's meaty right there.
Okay. I wish we had. Do you mind, Jenny, just kind of doing a little research on a Rob Ford clip at some point? Just you don't have to do it now. I just want to bring one back. Rob Ford, if you don't know, is the Toronto mayor. You guys know that you're from Buffalo.
Oh, yeah, the crack smoker.
The crack mayor. Like, for comedians, he is comedy gold. Mm-hmm. Yes. He's like Chris Farley, if Chris Farley was a politician. You know?
Right. Yeah.
Well, let's do this. I want to hear more. We're going to talk to you guys in just a few minutes, actually. But I want to hear another song, and I want to talk to you about a couple of things. I was doing some research on the internet, which I have a few questions about some of your music and some of the. I love it. I like it because it's ballsy.
Oh, thank you.
And you guys do some creative stuff, not just with music, but with the whole production of it. So,
thanks.
I want to learn more about that. But you guys have another song? You ready to queue up for us?
Yeah.
All right. What's this one called?
We'll do one called "Enjoy the Moment."
Okay, this is called "Enjoy the Moment." This is Stone Feather, right here, based in LA, and "Enjoy the Moment."
3, 4. I'm afraid I might be losing my mind.
drank a coffee in a crowded east side cafe with 100 other people she couldn't even see.
That was actually so good that it caused the LA Kings to score, and it's now tied.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Woo.
Oh man, the Kings were enjoying that moment.
They
right
did.
There.
They heard that.
Got about it.
Oh man, that's dude. That reminded me of like.
It had a cool vibe to it.
Yeah, I can't.
Thanks, man.
You know, I know you guys get the comparison sometimes, but it just felt like very good, like casual beach music, like just very.
I thought you were going to say DMX there for a second.
It sounded a lot like Biggie. A lot like Biggie. Now, I want to go and start talking to you guys a little bit about some of your music and some of the stuff. I was researching. One of the first songs I came across was What You Want.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, the music video, fantastic. You guys are like in Speedos, underwear. There is... we see all of you in that, almost all of you, in that music video. Eric is hiding.
He's hiding in the future. He's feather.
Tell us about that music video, and also, first of all, tell us about that music video and how that came about. And was that one of your first ones, or?
That was our first music video, and that was done by my friend Scott Ackerland, who's from Chicago, and he went to Arts Institute, mm-hmm. and I met him, and he's done all 5 of our music videos. To date. And basically the song you wrote, and especially it's a very sexy song, right? It's very...
Too sexy. Too
it's very sexy. Yeah. So basically we just said for the video, hey Scott, we got this song called What You Want. It's basically all about, you know, it's a very sexy... Yeah, sex.
Sex.
Sex, and you know, we're gonna get some hot girls and...
It's basically us just failing picking up hot girls. That's the one where we succeeded.
That's the one. No, we succeeded.
We succeeded in that one. In our other video, Hipster Girl, we failed miserably.
There's a nice common thread, though. It's like, all right, we're going to make a music video. First ingredient, let's just get a bunch of hot girls. And then we'll figure it out from there.
You guys are like, we're going to let the creative side come out with the music. But you know what? We know the formula, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Hot girls.
It's just like, dude, there's so many attractive females in Los Angeles that if you don't like, you know, and they all want to be actresses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, get them in our music video.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, first of all, let me just say, Ian, with that hair and that fake accent, you totally look like you spend your days just painting, you know, just by yourself in a room painting with no clothes on, really.
What's the fake accent?
I don't know the accent either.
He did the too sexy or whatever it was.
Oh, that one. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I can totally see him just using that.
He's like, what?
Ian, your American accent is shitty. We know you're...
Dude, that accent. But that brings a good point up, because the first comment that this is my research. I was listening to you guys, and the first comment comes from a man named Dob Juan Martinez.
Dob Juan.
And it says, this is the first comment on that video, which has 16,000, almost 17,000 hits or clicks and views. And it says, I remember playing baseball with Davey Rundell. He was a nice Christian kid. It's good to see him all grown up now, getting laid like crazy by hot California girls. Congrats and good music. Carnath.
And that's when you know you've made it, right?
There you go. Yeah. Yes, that's all you need, really.
Confirmed.
That's funny.
That's only followed by a person named @StinkyPita69 saying, oh,
this sounds like
totally, haha, or a teenage Billy Idol. So,
oh, there you go.
All right.
Teenage Billy Idol. YouTube comments are the best. You know, we get a ton of them, and
yeah,
I'm sure you guys do on your stuff. And
no,
no,
YouTube. Usually, just my father just going, I'm disappointed. That's it.
Yeah, our best YouTube comment ever was the first video we did. Somebody commented, "Hot stinking pile of failure."
Nice.
And that's when you go, "Yes, yes. We've done something right."
What's been your favorite video that you guys have done?
I think our last one that we did, "My Love."
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That was
the first video with Eric in it.
Yeah, there you go.
That's
yep.
So that's why it's our favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. Just for you guys. No, I'm kidding. I wasn't there. No, so what about that music video? What, tell me about like the creative process with the music videos. And by the way, we're talking with Stonefeather. They're based here in LA. They've got a new EP coming out. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But I want to know when it comes to like your creative process with the production stuff and the music videos, because you guys have a lot of fun ones. I was looking at the hipster video.
Hipster Girl, yeah.
Hipster Girl, yeah. First of all, great song. But second of all, did it piss off hipsters? Like, were they, because they get
offended.
Well,
the thing about hipsters is that nobody actually admits that they're a hipster.
Yeah.
So, like, nobody's going to be like, oh, they're talking about me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? You just kind of know them when you see them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And the point of that video is not to piss off hipsters or to piss off anybody. It's just to be yourself, you know? Because, you know, that's what it is. The manager comes in and says, listen, this is what's got to be hip. You know, you got to make a song. Get the hipster girls to your shows, and that's how you're going to become popular.
Yeah.
And during the video, we fail miserably in trying to pick up these hipster girls. While we're trying to be hipsters. So the point of the video is to, you know, don't worry about what society tells you you should wear or listen to. Just be yourself.
Right.
And always play saxophones.
And always play saxophones. Yeah. And he's the only guy in the video that got the chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's, I see. It's next level right there.
That's right. It's deep.
I got to give a couple quick shout-outs. First of all, Jake the Snake Carini, who recommended you guys and said, you know, we want them on the show. And this groundsounds.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we featured them on Groundsounds several times.
I mean,
yeah, they've been awesome. We've had some songs. I think we premiered a song as well. It did really well. And yeah.
We love Groundsounds, man. We can't. Oh, Ground Sounds.
Yeah.
Well, and just to boast about my child here, but Ground Sounds has been the Guardian picked it up as well and
yeah,
called it one of the top top 10 music blogs.
It was actually top 3 music websites of all time. It was just ahead of Rolling Stone. And we're climbing up to that.
Ground Sounds, baby.
Well, and I don't want to forget Eric Feldstein next to us.
Oh God.
I got a text from a big fan of the show, Tara in LA, and she sent me a picture of a dog. It's her dog, and it's sleeping on the floor, and it says, the dog fell asleep during Eric's story.
That is rough.
So go check out Eric's story.
You can't win them all, you know, it's a numbers game.
No, you
can't. You mean the dog about the story about the dog blood transfusions? Well, the dog probably just didn't want to hear that shit.
That's exactly.
The dog's like,
exactly.
Fuck this guy.
That's exactly the case. And you know what Wilford Brimley thinks?
I hope you have diabetes.
I just might. We're talking with Stonefeather. They're a musical band here in L.A. And tell us about where... Okay, you two are from Buffalo, or is that right?
Yes.
Both of you guys are from Buffalo?
I'm from Niagara Falls, right down the road from Buffalo.
So yeah. Eric and Dave are from Buffalo.
From Amherst, which is a suburb of Buffalo, yeah.
Okay.
Buffalo.
I'm from Amherst, Dave.
I'm from Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida.
PVB.
We have a golf cart parking at our McDonald's. And, very white bread. Ian, nice. Where are you from?
I'm from Texas.
Texas.
Yeah.
That's
Austin,
Texas. That's why nobody messes with you. Is that right?
Nobody. I mean, you don't mess with Texas, man.
We have a couple of loyal listeners in Austin, Texas.
We
actually.
Do. Josh and Allison in Austin are big fans of the show, and they also tell us, obviously, have you guys done any of the music fest down there? Is that like kind of a goal of you guys, or do you want to get into like South by Southwest? And I know they've got
Austin City Limits.
Yeah, Austin City Limits too. Is this something you grew up like kind of watching and following, and then now you?
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, Austin City Limits Festival has become a big thing like only in the last few years. Like that when I was growing up there, like that didn't even exist. South by Southwest was always big, but it's like crazy now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, And, you know, there's a lot of stuff that goes into South by Southwest. You basically got to get it on like a showcase, like an official showcase, or else you're just playing for nobody, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, we almost went
this year. Trust
me,
I know that.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
There's a lot of comedy rooms. Just literally the bartender and a guy named Steve, you know?
Steve, yeah.
We've played a lot of shows like that, too, so we feel it. We've played for Steve.
We played for Steve. He's a universal audience member, yeah. Sorry.
I mean, that's definitely, like, we're looking into it for next year.
So
probably hit up
and I want to talk a little bit more about, so I know stonefeathermusic.com is where people can check you out on the web, and then you guys have a ton of Facebook followers, right? Or people who follow you on Facebook, and then Twitter, obviously you guys are really big on that as well. And it's just at Stonefeather where they can catch you. What big stuff do you guys have coming up? I know you said talk about the EP. You got new shows coming up. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we got two new shows coming up. We're playing next Friday.
May 9th.
This guy's birthday right there.
May 9th, we heard.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
He's finally turning
17. Thank you. I wear a lot of eye cream. Yeah. Seriously, I got lines. I'm from Florida. Whatever.
It's looking good. Looking good.
Thank you, guys. I won't take that weird. not odd at all.
We're talking about him painting in the nude.
I'm wearing a blue V-neck, guys. Yeah. It's a medium too. You can see my love handles.
H&M?
H&M, yes.
There we go. Those guys are good because they keep the prices down by making little Chinese boys make their shirts.
I was going to say, before you made me feel bad, we're in the same tax bracket.
But we're really excited about May 14th, which is a Wednesday night. We're playing at Hemingway's Lounge for the residency night. We're going to be playing with our friend Sad Robot.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
That's going to be a cool show.
That's all. Where is it Hemingway?
Yeah, Hollywood. It's in Hollywood. Hollywood Boulevard and Vine.
By any chance, do you guys know what time you will be going on?
We'll be on at 10.
Hemingway's at 10.
We could
10.
Make that show.
Hemingway's at we 10. Could make we that can. Show. You want to make it a date?
No. But I'll go separately.
No. It's fine. You can drive your little
it's
actor.
It's a mandate.
It's a mandate. May 14th. Sarcastic News Live. I'm paying the entry fee. I'm buying beers. We're going to make this shit happen.
Done.
The shit is free. So buy an extra beer.
Like I said, I'm going to pay for the entry fee. You guys are going to pay for your own beers. Okay?
We'll buy you. If you guys show up, I guarantee we will buy you beers right now.
You're
I'll
performing.
Say that.
We're performing.
But it doesn't matter. You guys had us on the show.
All right. I'll bring you heroin. I think it's a fair trade-off. I know how you guys roll. He's like, I don't drink. I know, because you do the hard stuff. Yeah. Austin, Texas. I know how you guys roll. Let's do this. We got the big snake game, Sweeping the Nation, coming up next. Before that, though, let's do this. Let's play. Do you guys want to play another song? Let's do this. Let's play a quick song, and then with 10-minute mark, we'll come back, and we'll do the game. Close it up. Sound good?
Right. You guys sound great. Let's
What's the next one called?
It's called Loveland.
Loveland. Awesome. Loveland. And this is going to be on your guys' new EP?
No, this was a single that we put out about a month ago.
Okay.
That's you can check out on Spotify.
Okay.
If you just search Stonefeather, one word, which we were talking about earlier.
Yes.
One
it's
word,
very
Stone,
important. It's
very important.
It's crucial.
One word, Stonefeather.
Awesome. Check it out. Check it out. It's called Loveland. Here it is, Stonefeather.
Black.
take my hand. We could raise our flag, play this land for love. You could be my girl, I'll be your man. Let you in my world if you'll take my hand. We could raise a flag, play this land for love. A flag, we claim this land for love.
Thank you.
Great stuff.
That was great, guys. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was really good.
You guys seem to play so well together, too. You guys, like, genuinely, like, we're in a little studio and everything, and you guys are just having a good time. And, like, that's really cool, because it's, like, one of those things you can't hide that. You know, like, dude. Some bands, we've had bands in there, and we've had some great bands. We've been really fortunate, but some are having a little bit more fun than others, and you guys seem like you have a good time.
Well, that's what it's all about, man.
Yeah, mate.
Is that right?
That's why we play music, you know?
Yeah.
Just to have a good time. It's fun.
How do you guys like doing live shows versus just, you know, just kind of like playing in studio? Is it more fun to do live shows with the audience there and everything else? Mm-hmm. I mean, is that...
Yeah, when you get a good audience and, like, they're giving a lot of good energy and it kind of is like a back and forth.
Three dudes staring at you. Is,
no, that feels good, too. That's great. That's Don't get me wrong.
That's actually the best part, actually, is that if you can perform, I mean, as you guys know, in a small audience, for a small audience, then performing for 20,000 people, which we even haven't done yet, is easy. You know,
theoretically, that would be easy.
Right. Exactly.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. No, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. And you guys really do put on a good show, and you guys are super, like, talented folks. And
thanks.
So, seriously, it's awesome. And I plan to make it out to the May 14th show. I'll bring the heroin. And you guys, if you want to bring your own heroin, that's cool, too. But now we have a game. I think we're ready for this. Jenny Guzman in the back here. Oh, yeah. It's intrepid 80s music. This is called the Snake Game. It is hashtag sweeping the nation. Hashtag sweeping the nation right here. The Snake Game. Take it away.
Yeah, so basically to set this game up for you guys, I give you a quote from the week in news. And I tend to make it very generic so that it's not easy to guess.
Yeah.
And then I give you two choices as to who said that quote. You guys are going to play as a team over there against these two.
Mm-hmm.
Winner will get a warm Modelo.
Yeah. Wait, is it really warm?
Okay. No, it's lukewarm.
It's a lukewarm. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, it's basically pretty simple. Let's get this thing going. Quote.
Let's do it. Let's
quote
do it.
Number one. You have to take it with a dose of humor. Was that A, soccer star Danny Alves on his new anti-racism banana campaign, or B, Late Late Show host Craig Ferguson on his departure from the show?
Okay, so I just want to clarify.
And
Eric,
I think,
and I are on
Eric
the team.
Is like looking over my shoulder at the answer.
No,
so
it's not even that. It's not
we
even
might
that.
Even just have
He's
to do
He's too
you.
High to get it.
what?
Just kidding. Eric and I are on team, and you guys are on team, and we always, as usual, we'll play for the Boys and Girls Club of Tijuana. So yes. You guys can figure out your own charity, okay?
By the way, we found out a few weeks back that is they are... They do actually have a
they
Boys and Girls Club of Tijuana.
You guys, and I'm just suggesting this, you guys may want to play for the Buffalo Bills. Just
man, somebody's got to play. Somebody's got to play for
Nobody
the Buffalo
wants to do
Bills.
That. I feel that one.
They still got our boy EJ Manuel.
Yeah, they do. They don't have crab legs, though. Nope. We got that. All right, what do you guys, are the guests. You go first. What do you think? Who do you think that was?
I really want this Modelo.
I'm gonna say I didn't know Craig Ferguson was leaving, and I love Craig Ferguson, but that sounds like something everyone's leaving talk shows right now. Mm-hmm. That sounds like the thing to do. Let's go with that.
I like it.
Eric, what do you want to do?
The racist banana.
All right,
soccer dude.
You have a weird look on your face, so I'm gonna go with what you said. Because
all right,
worried.
That was a quote from soccer star Danny Alves.
Oh,
okay.
And I am a completely biased host. I am rooting for Stone Feather
yeah,
to win the game.
What are we playing to, 100?
We've got four for you guys. We've got four.
Guys, we have 6 minutes.
6 minutes.
Whatever that allots us.
And then the S&M show comes in.
Yeah.
All right. Right.
Quote number two. I know I made a mistake. I feel so bad. Was that A, Rihanna after posting topless photos of herself on Instagram?
Where?
Or oh, they're on there. Or B, Yankees pitcher Miguel Pineda after being caught with pine tar on his neck.
Ooh.
You guys go first, since it's the golf rules here, since you won the last one.
I'm going to go. What do you think, Eric? Pineda. You got a look on your face tonight. I'm just going to let you take the reins.
This mic was hurting my ears. Oprah? Was that one of the first?
No.
Oprah was...
I don't know why.
I'm so sorry. Had like a write-in ballot.
At this point, Wilford Brimley says this.
I hope you have diabetes.
Dude, I'm sorry.
Justin, I'm going to let you take over on that
one. I'll go with the baseball player, the pitching.
Michael Pineda. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Mm. Yeah.
I think we concur. I've seen the naked photos of Rihanna on Instagram. That happened a while ago. I think the baseball happened more recently.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're going to go with, right?
But can we both go with the same answer?
Yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see.
Correct answer, Yankees pitcher Michael Pineda.
Nice.
So we've got a 2-1 lead.
Well, Snake, why are you putting in references from like a month ago? Like, what's...
Well, it's still being talked about this week. This is all this week's stuff.
Yeah. Oh. Again, I'm just noticing 90% of our shit's like sports.
Speaking of 2-1 in sports,
yes!
Two. Sharks won right now.
Yes.
Yeah. And we're going to see the third period after.
That's right.
Damn right.
If they let me into Hooters with my basketball shorts. I got an elastic waistband, guys. And I can get it up.
It's a classy joint, sir.
You smell like a shoe. So?
All right. The following quote may or may not have been said about this program. This is an embarrassment in any language. Was that A? Spurs guard Tony Parker commenting on Clippers owner Donald Sterling to a French reporter? Or B, Billboard magazine on Avril Lavigne's controversial new Hello Kitty music video?
All right. I know what you guys are going to go with.
Oh, I really enjoyed that music video. I'll just
Did
say
you?
That. Yeah. And it was great.
Just a personal
note there.
You guys go first.
Go ahead.
Why don't you guys take this one? What do you think?
I think we got to go with the sports, with the.
This is a sports show, right?
So. Yeah.
it seems like the right
92% of the answers are sports. Yeah. So
let's go with sport.
Avril Lavigne, I got it this time.
God, you're creepy as hell.
He's got it.
You're with me. I saw it. I saw that music video. I loved it.
Like, yeah.
All right. Yeah. This is an embarrassment in any language. That was about the Avril Lavigne.
Oh. Yeah.
I guess you are looking at the answers. No, I took my glasses off. I can't even see him.
This is I've really good news for the band.
Are you like 80?
Yeah.
Are you Donald Sterling?
Got cataracts over.
I wish.
Really good news for the band. The final question is worth 10 points.
Yeah.
So,
what?
Deal breaker.
Yeah.
This is it.
So this is it, guys. This is it.
This is the question.
And
this is it. Get this one.
This is our 10-point tweet of the week.
Hold up.
Come on.
Let's go team.
And you guys are going to get four choices for this one, all right?
Jesus.
Who tweeted the following this week? Ready for the tweet?
Yes.
David Dudley.
About to dive into Lake Hepatitis, # wish me luck. Was that A, Justin Cross? No. nice. Was that A, Dennis Rodman? B, Sean White? C, Kesha? Or D, Johnny Knoxville?
I'm going to go with E, this guy.
I hope you have diabetes.
All right, it doesn't get old.
No, it doesn't get old.
Neither does he.
All right, we're up against the clock here, so...
All right, let's rock and roll.
You guys...
It sounds like a Rodman thing to me.
Dude, I don't think Rodman... I don't know. I don't think he knows how to tweet.
He's already got hepatitis.
I think it's...
Sean White?
No. Who's the musician you said?
Kesha.
Sean White.
I think it's Kesha.
You know, Sean White's a musician now, too.
Yes, he is.
What are you going to go with, Feldstein?
I was thinking Knoxville's too obvious, so Kesha might be the right answer as
well. No, we can't go the same one.
I think it's Kesha.
Dude.
You think it's Knoxville? Let's go Kesha.
Okay.
We'll go Knoxville.
You're going to go Johnny Knoxville?
Got to.
About to dive into Lake Hepatitis, # wish me luck, was tweeted by Sean White.
Oh, I knew I said Sean White.
What?
he's an Olympian. Yeah.
But he's a musician now, so he's all about the hepatitis.
Oh, yes. Okay. That makes sense.
And we win!
Boys and Girls Bay. We're just happy for the Boys and Girls Club of Tijuana. They deserve that.
That's the snake game right there. That's sweeping the nation. Guys, we've got a minute left. I just want to say, Stone Feather, guys, thank you so much for being in the studio.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Eric's sitting there going, "You're welcome, asshole." You're welcome. It'll never happen again. Enjoy. Yeah, you got the Modelo.
No way, man.
They are playing a big show May 9th. Don't go to that. It's my birthday. Come to the bowling alley where I celebrate all my birthdays since I was 6. And
still got bumper lanes.
May 14th, they're playing at Hemingway's right here in Los Angeles. They'll go on around 10. Sarcastic News Live will be there representing with some beers and heroin. So come on out to that. Check them out at stonefeathermusic.com. They're on Twitter at Stonefeather and Facebook. They've got so many, I don't know, friends and followers in there too.
And we will have all of these awesome songs that they played clipped out, posted for you soon.
On at SN Live 1. Check us at SN Live 1. We got new articles every day on sarcasticnewslive.com. My name is Justin Cross for Jake the Snake Cranny, Eric Feldstein, Eric, Dave, and Ian from Stone Feather. Guys, thanks so much for listening tonight. Have a great night. We'll catch you next week.
Yeah.
Tattooed lines beneath our skin. No surrender, my Bobby Jean.